Blackjack Golf presents the Technically Golf Podcast, a golf podcast technically. Chubba Watson, officially Sonny, Daniel Lafferty, Master Bastion, producer Khan. It's World Cup Day. We're all in studio.
And World Cup Saturday.
Big
World
day,
Cup
boys.
Saturday, indeed. The United States versus the Dutch. How thrilling.
Deutschland. Why do they call people from the Netherlands Dutch? Where does that come from?
I feel like that comes from the Netherlands.
Yeah,
I
but
get it,
why
have,
though?
It's like the Dutch, the Netherlands, and like is Holland is part of the Netherlands? I
so,
guess.
So Holland or Dutch too?
I think so. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, there is. I don't know.
Aren't the Netherlands Holland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're
all
the Netherlands,
Dutch?
They're Holland, and they're the
and
Dutch.
They're the yes, Dutch from there.
So how many names can you be?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently three plus.
Well, go America.
But wait a second. Is it so? Amsterdam's in Holland.
Yeah.
Now, oh, shit.
Because I know Amsterdam's
Amsterdam
in the Netherlands.
Is in the Netherlands, which is in Holland, which is Dutch.
Amsterdam's
well,
but. The capital.
Okay.
Of
Holland?
Of the Netherlands.
Okay, so what's
Holland's
the Netherlands?
A country in the
to
Netherlands,
Holland.
Which is Dutch.
Holland is a country in Europe, but it's also the Netherlands.
There you
so,
go.
So Amsterdam
there
is
you go.
The capital of Holland.
Yes, but it's also the capital of the Netherlands.
Yeah, okay. Got
so
it.
Is Holland
so
the Netherlands?
I think they're interchangeable.
Okay.
Huh. So it's like America and the United States.
And where does Dutchland
yes, that would
come
probably
in?
Oh,
wow.
Be the closest.
But it's not like it's not like the United States of America and North America. Like Holland's not the continent.
Yeah, well, I wonder if Dutch has something to do with language, because right, like Germany's Deutschland in German, and
oh,
they're
boy.
Deutsch.
Did they get that from?
Oh,
the
here,
Dutch?
Here's some clarification. Holland is a geographical region.
Oh.
The Netherlands.
Does, oh, okay. So Holland is part of the Netherlands, but not all.
Yeah,
of the
it looks to be the.
It's
north,
like New England,
the northwest yeah, right. coast. So it
ah,
is kind of,
okay. Well, that is okay. the opposite of what I thought it was.
Yeah.
So I like that.
That's
my
interesting.
Goodness.
Well, fuck them. Let's go, well, America.
Yeah.
Now I know what you guys must be thinking, Chubba. What's new in the news this week? Mm. And let me tell you, I wish it was new. But it's pretty much all old, but it's new.
Okay.
So well, let's start with Tiger. We have
late
Tiger
break.
Woods. You guys know.
I've Tiger heard Woods. Of him.
Golfer.
Golfer back to golfing this year. First event, Hero World Challenge. Immediately backed out of that. The reason being, and I quote, "I can hit any shot you want, but I just can't walk."
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting out rounds in the 63s, 64s, but I can't walk. So my question, obviously, is like, when do we drop this the ego thing that's going on here, and we either take the card exemption or play on the Champions Tour? I mean,
now,
there's
not always a card exemption, right?
I feel like for guys that cannot walk, you need that.
Really? So it's not just in certain tournaments. Like I know you can't take a card at the Masters, no matter who you are.
Tiger Woods can't.
No, what's this?
No.
What's
I don't
this
think
course
so.
Like?
But I think there
like
are some what? Tournaments where you're allowed to, and I think this one coming up is one of them because John Daly has taken a card in it before, and it's
yeah,
like
I more mean
thing.
Tiger's been pretty staunch on he's not going to do that.
I know, which
well, it means he doesn't have to golf.
How can right? how can you not? Well, you already have someone carrying your bag for you. Like, how can you not walk? Like, is this?
Well, he's got like half a leg.
Yeah, he lost his leg.
Well, yeah, but he's shooting 63, so
allegedly.
Clearly he's good enough to walk.
Or he's shooting 63.
Yeah, just
I don't
using,
know. I don't
I
know
feel
if
like
I buy
he's
that
using this
seen,
as a flat out.
If you think about times in your life that you've been hurting and still played golf, I think walking 18 4 days in a row on those days might be a lot different than just like playing golf in a
yeah,
car.
Found Tiger's burner account.
Carrying your own bag, yes. But when someone's carrying for you, you can't.
Still walking 20
I mean,
miles
yeah,
in
I mean,
4
like,
days
like,
on a hurt on a calf that you don't have anymore.
Right,
I'm
and there's
you,
like
man
guys
up.
Who
I'm
have
with
those,
you, Dan. Man up.
I can see how it's.
Take some painkillers and get out.
Well, I think that's what got us to that problem in the first place.
Yeah, right.
Possibly.
Yeah, that would.
So, according to Google, the average distance you walk in 18 holes is 5 miles.
Yeah. 20 miles in 4 days.
Is it flat? Because walking 5 miles is.
Have you ever played a golf course that's flat?
Well, some are.
Yeah, but 5 miles, I don't think it's day one that bothers them.
Like
it's when
Oklahoma
you get to that 10, 15, 20 mile mark
they
that
still
he's
have
like,
elevation
that it's weighing on.
Okay,
and if it was a different.
That. You know what I mean? See what kind of shape you're
in.
Yeah,
but he doesn't want to keep withdrawing. He did that last year.
Take the cart the last time.
Demoralizing.
So why can't he take a cart? He doesn't want to?
He definitely can't. I'm almost positive you can't just take a cart for an exemption in any tournament. I know that there's certain ones that you can. Yeah, it's in the rules. They're not going to change a rule for Tiger Woods. They only change every 4 years, and they just changed.
Now, here's my question with that I've wondered. How is that not discrimination against somebody with a disability?
This has been brought up. There was a case on this on tour growing up where a guy had some sort of, you know, muscular issue and he couldn't, he was good enough, he qualified, but he couldn't walk
saying the PGA Tour is ableist.
Like if somebody came up and had, you know, some sort of, like, didn't have any legs.
No,
we'll say.
Too bad. We're ableist. Like, we're an ableist tour.
And had, you know, like, what was the runner who killed his girlfriend? But those
Blade
things,
Runner?
Yeah, the Blade Runner. Like, he had those blades. Name, and not only that, those would probably puncture up the putting green. But they, you know, he comes out and he's like, yeah, and he's a stick, but he's like, I can't walk it.
I think it's
you say you can't play?
I think it's a per case kind of situation, you know, where they review each individual case, but I think there's no exemption. Like,
yeah, I thought we had like
there's no set exemption
that.
For like, oh, you have an injury, you're coming back from an injury, you can just take a cart. Like, I think it's got to be some sort of diagnosed disability along those lines to even have a case at getting a cart.
And I
got a couple of tidbits here.
Yeah, hit us.
The only events, I'm sorry, the Tiger says he's fine taking a cart at the match play and the PNC because every player has the right to take one if they choose. That's not the case in PGA Tour sanctioned events, which
ableist.
Includes the Hero. It's sanctioned on the Champions Tour and the PNC is a part of that. But in 2001, Martin something, I don't know if that's his first or last name, but it doesn't say here, successfully sued the PGA Tour in 2001 for the right to use a golf cart during competition under the Americans with Disabilities Act.
There it is.
And?
During the years that the suit wound through the courts, he enjoyed limited success on the golf course and throughout was permitted to use a golf cart.
Okay.
Oh, so you could.
Yeah, it makes sense.
He could.
Well, so Tiger could.
Yeah, you'd probably have to prove that you have some sort of disability.
All he has to do is pull his pant leg up and be like, look,
I'm telling you.
Most of golf's governing bodies like the USGA and the PGA Tour prohibit the use of carts in their events. Their view is that physical stamina is an important aspect of the competition, so players are required to walk. Mm. It's part of the game. Which Danny said in an early podcast.
Yeah.
I think it was this golf a sport. Right. It was the exertion of, you know, it's part of the game having that stamina.
But I will say, guys that walk already, like, oh, he's got to walk 5 miles. Like, if you ever go to an actual event, you see these guys getting shuttled in a cart between every tee box. They come off a green, they immediately get on a cart. They're probably walking, they take out all that distance in between every hole.
Not every hole. It's only when there's really long ones.
You're right.
It leads me to think yeah, like if somebody was in a wheelchair playing basketball, would they allow somebody out on the court in a wheelchair, even if, you know, even if they had a good shot?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Even if the crossover was
yeah,
world
it was
class.
Pretty nice.
Well, all right, did you have something
else?
I was
just
going to
say, from what I'm hearing from Tiger, he doesn't want to take a cart and feel like that's an excuse for if he ends up winning, and it's like, well, yeah, he had
right,
a cart.
It's an ego
week.
Play. Here.
Whereas
yeah.
the other
pride
the,
thing,
yeah,
know?
Right.
Yeah. Whereas the other tournaments, there's other guys that can ride if they want. Anyone's welcome to take a cart and just. It's
but like my
it's
thing
non,
is like
non,
he's clear yeah. he's clearly done have with professional golf. Just move on to the Champions Tour.
Have
like
we seen his leg?
Time. I think there was one picture in shorts. It doesn't look great. But then he used
his calf's basically gone.
I'd make him present the leg.
He used the opportunity when he bowed out of the Hero World Tour to then call for Greg's head again over at Liv. Said the sides could talk. The lawsuits have to finish, but Greg has to step down. Then Sergio Garcia steps into play, and he says, whoa, 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 Tiger. How about Jay steps down instead?
That's what I've been saying.
I think maybe both.
Reverse.
If Greg has to go, which I don't want to see happen, I think
well,
Jay
I know
has
you are,
to go,
but what
too.
Am I?
I think I don't mind seeing Greg go as CEO.
Right. Still be a part of it.
Still be a part. He can yeah. still be that guy.
Chairman
I like
something.
Him in that spot.
Give him a role.
And it's fun. Like, people enjoy seeing Greg rolling around the golf. I mean, we were there, and it's people get excited when they see Greg they come do. By in a car.
And he's great to have around. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Great so to have driving around and super nice. Dude.
Super nice. Awesome. So I think having him around, I don't think that should change. But I mean, as from a business perspective, I don't think it's the worst idea to, you know, change your CEO after a successful right, year when the guy probably doesn't do much on the business side of things.
Right. More of a face.
Yeah.
Or have him with, like a chairman position. I mean, if it's more about a ceremonial name change, then go for it. But Monahan still has his job after having such a, having all of this happen and, again, losing all of your top golfers. I don't understand how you keep your job.
And in keeping with the theme of new news that's old news, we have new defections to LIV Golf Tour.
Ooh, what do we got?
New defections this time. Great question. This time they're golf courses, though, guys.
True. Not golfers. Yeah, this is awesome. This is really cool.
We have three names that are very, very hard to pronounce, so I'm going to give this my
best. Well, you're the guy for the job, best, man.
I'm going to give this
Make
my
sure
best
you know the country
here.
Of origin so you can pronounce it correctly.
Yeah, I will. The first one we have is Mayacoba El Camaleon Golf Course. That one's in Mexico. Okay. That'll be February 24th through the 26th. Then we have Sentosa Golf Club in Singapore. And then we have the Real Club Valderrama in Spain. And I also got this, guys. This is not from anything to do with LIV officially, but I did find a schedule for their upcoming season, so I'll read that off now as well. March 31st to April 2nd in Florida, April 21st through 23rd in Australia, April 28th through 30th in Singapore. Then we have a May stop in Oklahoma, a May stop in Washington, D.C., capital of America.
Wow. Ooh, well, definitely. I want to be at that one for sure.
June 9th again in Boston, June 30th in Spain, July 7th in London, August 4th, West Virginia, classing things up a little bit. August 11th, New Jersey, September 1st, Chicago, and then finishing again down Trump Doral, Miami, September 15th.
Well, he's got that on lock, huh?
So that could be real, or it could be, again, it was just somebody who had
made
that. So.
I love that.
Did we make sure that those are weekends? To start? Imagine if they were just...
No. Yeah, just the middle of the week.
Tuesday, Wednesdays. No, I did
head
no
on down to West Virginia.
Did no fact-checking on that whatsoever.
That's a nice little schedule,
How long did they say
though.
They were in Australia?
They are in Australia from the 21st to the 23rd.
Oh, okay. Because I thought they were doing multiple events down there.
Down under.
No, just the one.
Do we plan on leaving the country at all next year?
I'll be a foreign correspondent.
Wow. just sending Seabass.
Yeah. That'll go well.
I'm trying to think of which one. I wouldn't mind hitting London. I think it's only a six-hour flight or something.
Yeah, the West Virginia scene would be a little better for you, maybe. A little rough and rowdy LIV tour down there.
As the most well-traveled guy
by
here.
The turn.
Oh, yeah, local boy.
I think it's pretty hilarious that you would say I fit in West Virginia.
So you didn't mention Mexico, did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
That's Mayacoba, El Camaleon.
Oh, perfect, because, I know you mentioned the course. I wasn't sure when the course was getting low.
Yeah, that's the Mexico stop, which is
one more
yeah.
Time
now that you
name.
Say that, not on that schedule
on
at all. And so now, maybe that's a fake schedule. But
I think they added one in February at one of those places.
Oh yeah, that could be the Mexico.
I
stop.
Think I did see a February date there because those were courses that were PGA Tour previously.
That's why I said defectors.
Yeah, yeah. That's well, maybe not everybody knows what defectors mean, so I just wanted to clear that up.
What are we at? What do we have for a Boston course this year? Our home.
I think it's going to be the International again.
But they did say that they didn't. I remember when we were talking to what's his name, one of the guys that we had played with. Shout out Sean Sullivan.
Sean Sullivan's old boss
said that they might not be back there.
The vibe from the players was they liked the course, but they did not like being out where they were.
Yeah, it was outside of Boston by 50 minutes, and the course was was a tough to walk.
Yeah, Tiger would have no shot.
Yeah, like it was a challenging course, and I think the sort of middle of nowhere, the dinner in Worcester, whatever. Yeah.
That was our first event that we went to, and I remember being so nervous the whole time that all I could say to everybody I met was like, "Tough walk, huh?" It's like every time I walked by a player or a caddy, I was like, "How's the walk, hilly, huh?" It was like I had.
It's better than me who asked the guy on the who was playing if he had gotten a chance to get out there.
Yeah, that's a good question. We have a new update from TGL. Tiger and Rory's indoor golf league. JT and John Rahm will be joining it.
Did you say indoor golf?
It is. It's an indoor electronic golf league. And here's my question.
Oh, it's electronic?
Yeah. It's state of the art.
Oh, I just don't care anymore.
I think they're like, it's kind of what we've always said is like, I believe you hit into some sort of simulator, but then there is a short game area, so you can chip and putt on like an actual green. I'm not big on into it either, but my question is, what does TGL stand for? Because I have scoured the internet and cannot find anything.
Tiger Golf League?
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
But Rory's
I mean,
a co-founder as well. He didn't get any shine. It's not the TR.
I mean, he is the GL. PGA's cuck, so I think, you know, why not Tigers as well?
And speaking of John Rahm,
here's
what he said recently. Again, and it kind of does seem like since he's joining the TGL, like he's probably not going to live. But he is, without a doubt, the most outspoken and seems to have the most common sense out of any PGA Tour player.
So level-headed.
Yeah, because he came out at the Hero World Challenge, the one that Tiger couldn't play in because he couldn't walk despite hitting any golf shot you want him to. Okay. He says, and I quote, "I think on this side of things, we should be thankful that live happened," Rahm said Wednesday at the Hero World Challenge.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Guys, can you let me finish? "I don't know if those changes would have happened if Liv wasn't in the picture. So to an extent, yeah, we should be thankful." I think that's great. And I think all PGA Tour players should be bowing down at the feet of Liv Golf and saying, "Thank you, Daddy, may I have another."
Is there
you guys?
Is there a but wait? There's more? Or was that it for John Rahm?
Why did you ask? I thought he was going right for the quote. No, and I think also, like, yeah, of course, because it's only driven money up for everybody, right? Like, I think for the most part.
Yeah.
Like,
it unlocked countless billions that Jay had stored in a
house. It's crazy how, like, capitalism needs competition.
And why complain if you're one of the best players in the world and the other five just left?
Yeah.
Like, why would you ever complain? You should be thanking them, which John Rahm is. And that's the, I mean, it's like, yeah, of course it hurts the PGA Tour, but the PGA Tour's not paying any less, and it's just easier to win tournaments.
That's Rory might have a chance at winning a major next year now that Cam Smith's out of the picture.
Yeah, he should be really, really kissing the feet.
Okay, so we're almost done here with the news, what's new in the news, but is pretty much old, because it's the same thing every week. It's someone talking about Liv, someone talking about the PGA Tour, Tiger bowing out of a golf tournament because he can't walk. Since we're on Saturday soccer, and the FIFA World Cup is going on, I should, and this kind of ties in not only with FIFA, but within other things that we talk about on this podcast. FIFA, the leader of FIFA came out of nobody even asked anything about it. He was like, yeah, we would do one in North Korea.
Korea news, yeah.
He says, we're not politicians. We're not lawmakers. We want to bring the world together through soccer. So why not do one in North Korea?
Did he say one in North Korea or allow North Korea to play?
Allow North Korea to host.
To host. Wow. Yeah, I think I did see that.
He wants to bring the world together via soccer.
Imagine how many Americans leave their brain dead if they go.
Every single person would die.
I mean,
North Korea would have to win. Maybe every. I mean, they would kill Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, maybe it's like a weird sort of like op play to be like, yeah, have it here. And then they do something wrong and someone finally like confronts North Korea. Maybe he's trying to get a war to start.
Do something like wrong, like another soccer team would score on North Korea's soccer team, and then they would just like start shooting them.
You know, but maybe they don't shoot the fans; they just shoot their own people. You know, like you know, in retaliation.
Mm.
I think they live in so much of a punishment. Bubble that having, you know, 32 other countries come to North Korea with their fans, their little bubble would shatter.
Right, I have
a question. Do they have soccer right now?
Well, not only do they, but according to them, it's the best soccer team that's ever been put on the face of the planet.
They've probably never. So win 100-0 every game. In 2014, I remember hearing that in North Korea, the North Koreans were led to believe that not only did their team make the World Cup, but they won the World Cup.
100-0.
There's a 100-0.
That's a lot I like about North Korea.
Have they ever made it?
I don't know. I don't know anything about soccer, really.
Yeah, I wonder if they've ever made it. I don't know what the deal is.
But
there.
So that's talking soccer. Now,
and I had one more soccer thing. Budweiser, who obviously can't sell beer at the World Cup, inside the stadium is donating all the beer that they had saved for the tournament to the winning country. Mm-hmm. So
I thought that was nice of them.
Yeah,
very nice.
And Cutter's already out, so that because that would be quite the situation if they just had to donate it right to them. Huh?
They just have a 66 and 2010.
Okay, so they can play. Imagine if Cutter just has like a beer pouring party if they had won.
Shout out you for saying that, right?
Why did you Google it? Is that correct now?
I don't know.
It is.
I just didn't want to hear him.
I saw the head of FIFA say Qatar.
Oh, the guy who said that he would host a World Cup in North Korea.
Probably
you just figure that if anybody's pronouncing it correctly. I mean, that other guy got shit on for pronouncing Iran wrong. The guy for the U.S. team.
You almost botched it.
That's my point.
That guy's an American. He's a main character.
Yeah, but I'm
saying, say Iraq or Iraq?
It's Iran and Iraq.
Okay.
Iraq.
Learn something. Read a book.
But there's A's, right?
Adam's
in Iraq? No.
Chastised.
Is there two A's in Iraq? Oh.
No. I thought there's like the American ignorant dumbass way to say it, which is Iraq. And then there's the proper way to say it, which is Iraq.
Iraq and roll.
Yeah you do. Mm-hmm. All right. I got something a little fun for you guys. Is that it on soccer? Anyone else? Okay. So, you guys remember the Music and Arts Fest Fire Festival?
Oh, yeah.
Remember this?
I just saw him.
Billy McFarland.
Yeah, did he do something recently?
Well, so he's out of prison because, of course, he was in prison because of the scamming and the
Did he get to keep
frauding.
Some of that money?
I love him, too. No, he didn't. Not only did he not get to keep it, he's in copious amounts of debt because he's got to pay it all back. But how do you pay back debt? Not just sitting around doing nothing. So we're going to play a little game called What is Billy McFarland's Next Project Going to Be? And I'm going to read three options. And if you know it, just, you know, don't ruin it for other people.
One of them is true.
Okay, I'm excited for this.
Two of them are false. One of them is true.
I have my guess, but I don't know. I haven't seen anything
it's
on
multiple
it.
Multiple choice. You guys have to guess which one you think.
I know he's out of jail, but I didn't.
He sure is.
I didn't know there was a new venture.
Billy's doing something.
Billy's, you got to pay him back somehow, you know? Okay, so here we go. The first one is called CYRD. C-Y-R-D. CYRD. C-Y-R-D. And it's a high-end credit card club that hosts exclusive stay-and-plays. Hey. Stay in plays is the quote for cardholders in the Bahamas. The sign up available for those who have more than $250,000 cash liquid in their bank account.
Gotta have it.
Uh huh.
In the Bahamas,
as well as they have to pass McFarland's new proprietary social credit score. Okay, so that's gonna it includes but is not limited to social media follower count engagement.
If you made this up. This is genius.
Yeah. I'm not done.
I feel like you didn't give it's the old bait and switch.
ability to get backdoor.
The other one's a donut chain.
If you don't hear the options, you can't properly guess which one you think it is. So it's social media. It's again proprietary social media credit system. Follower count and engagement. Ability to get backdoor reservations at expensive restaurants. Being part of exclusive travel clubs, such as you're either the PJ, the private jet apps, or like the closed door things in the airports. I'm not part of them, so I don't really know what they're called.
And then the other two.
And also past vacation destinations. So it's a look into all of those things, okay? So this one card, CYRD, is an exclusive credit card that you hold that has all of these added features, okay?
It's not seared.
Everyone under?
It's card.
It's card.
Okay.
The next one's called Pyrt, okay? P-Y-R-T. P-Y-R-T.
This guy loves Pyrt.
I see a big paragraph on the thing. So he went off.
This is a small permanent exclusive hotel experience in the Bahamas for artists, creators, influencers, entrepreneurs to come partake in Billy's crazy adventures. It includes a virtual replica of the island. So you can live stream the island. Like if you're not there one weekend, but all your other influencer buddies are, you can still partake in the activities. There's an app. So what you can do with the app is like, you know, you could, let's say Seabass is down there with Billy McFarland and the other guys and gals. You can be like, I'm going to buy them a round of drinks. And you'll put that in the app and then the bartender will bring drinks around to them. You can also do funny stuff like, oh, I see they're swimming in the ocean right now. I'm going to, on the app, I'm going to say, let's get a a boat captain to go chum the waters around them, and you can have a boat captain go throw chum in the water so that sharks come over and eat you. Okay, so
that seems plausible.
The Netherlands just scored on us, by the way.
Oh, no.
Just, yeah. Should have took Netherlands at half, yeah, U.S. to win, 3,500.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Pirate. So it's part physical hotel, part app, that you can partake in the festivities while you're not there. The third option is Villa. V-Y-L-A. Villa. V-Y-L-A. This is an NFT project.
I knew that was coming, yeah.
Where holders will have access to adventure packages in the Bahamas. First edition cards will mint at $100,000 a piece. They include stays in shared high-end villas, meals prepared by top Michelin star chefs from around the world. They will have access to private planes to get down there and various boats, yachts, canoes, kayaks, all that sort of fun adventure stuff. And you can stay 1 to 2 nights on the water as well if you get bored in the villas. The roadmap laid out by Billy, it does indicate that there are more perks that will be added to the second and third generation of cards that will be minted. First edition card holders will have access to all of those. Okay, so if you buy the first edition card, you'll have access to everything that's included on the second and third editions.
If we need to get Oscar second, walkout if you buy music.
If you buy the second edition, you'll only have access to buy the third edition at a lower price point.
When I edit this, I'm going to play elevator music, and I'm just going to keep zooming in on Sub's face so close for like 1 hour.
So just to recap,
over.
We have cards.
Oh, yeah, let's recap it. I'm going to just say...
we have CYRD card, we have Pirate, PYRT, and we have Villa, VYLA. Which one do you guys think is Billy MacFarlane's next
producer
project?
Khan's going with card.
Okay, we have one
option
for card.
One.
You're going Villa?
I'm going all three. It's part all
oh,
part
okay.
of the same.
You can't do that.
Yeah, it's all. Part. I mean, you one. Did definitely didn't drag Andre, this segment out to not have two of those.
You
be
can't
in
help
it.
But read everything off a thing, if which means to, all of that was right.
If yeah. I have to pick one guy in yours, you have to pick one. That's
I mean,
the
okay.
Rules are.
Then I'll go the first one.
You're going card. We have two for card.
It sounds like what he already did, basically, to begin with.
Okay, which one do you think is the one? You're going
logically
card.
He just kind of re.
Three
storm.
For card.
Sonny? Well, the card.
I'm doing card too.
The first one.
Three right. for card.
So there's a credit card.
It's one or two.
It's a little more than just a credit card.
Well, you
it
get
is
to be
a little
part
bit
of
more
a club.
Than, yeah.
But yeah, no, I get
well,
it.
Yeah, because all
from,
three of
I mean,
them are.
From a card. Billy McFarlane standpoint, I could see that covering his
offsides.
Slimy ass tracks, because now he's going to rely on you and your followers and your money and all your shit to make his shit better. It's got to be card.
Okay, so we have all four card. You guys ready for this? It's Pirate. P-Y-R-T.
Well done.
The social media
it's
one?
It's Pirate.
So and did you make up the social media credit score thing, or did you
yeah.
find that somewhere?
Nice.
Yeah, why did you put that out? Completely.
Huh? How did you put that out to the world?
So we probably
should have sat on that. That's such guys, a good idea, your social score.
Turn this off immediately.
Seriously, cut.
Cut.
And I quote, though. He, so he was on.
For that would have been a lot better if we didn't go down 10 minutes.
He was on.
No,
the,
yeah.
Quicker, well, I had to suss them out, yeah. So you guys understood.
We gotta work on that.
But he was on the NELK podcast, Full Send podcast, and he literally said the thing about chumming.
Did he really?
Yeah. You can go throw some chum in the water while there's
now. Is it digital
then,
chum?
No, it's real chum. And then he was like, and then somebody asked him. One of the guys asked him, "They're like, but Billy, are you allowed back in the Bahamas?" And he's like, "The Bahamian people love me. I have a great relationship with them down there. I do have to ask the United States government for permission to travel because he's on probation." But then I paused that podcast and I Googled it because I watched it a couple weeks after it came out. At any point that Billy McFarlane steps a foot back in the Bahamas, they're arresting his ass. The government does not like him at all. So I don't know how he's going to pull this off, but I'm rooting for him. Pirate, P-Y-R-T is how he spells it.
I got two things. A, Bohemian?
Bahemian.
Bahemian.
It's Bahemian.
And second, if he threw another fest,
mm-hmm.
would you go?
He's absolutely planning on it. Maybe. I would go to the second year. I would let the first one.
Yeah, happen. But I mean, think of all that. Imagine going like just like to journal, like as a journalist to document what might happen at the second.
I mean,
one.
We would have had a blast at Fire.
The first one?
Us?
That's what I'm saying. Like, and then think about
what
like
if there's
the
only
hype.
One. Imagine if we went to Firefest.
I right, mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, so it would be funny for the first couple minutes, and then it's like, oh, wait, I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm. Well, we would have been prepared for that.
Would we have?
Yeah, we don't have to eat. We don't have to eat. We don't need food.
But yeah, here's. But then you're also there, like to die. I mean, the second one, it's either a comeback story of the century, or it's just like, yeah, or you were there, ready to. All were right, there,
you're
ready.
Right.
To
I'll go to the first one.
Yeah, document the absolute downfall. But that's wild that he came up with. So the other two were completely you did.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first one card is basically what he did on his first project.
Okay. But minus the social. Called, did he do the social score for that? No. Yeah, oh, okay. that was genius.
Thank you. Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
it's well, like keep, Black Mirror.
Keep your
shit.
Eyes open for to, the group yeah, chat. You need to golf card
social credit score.
You need to. That's some proprietary little, shit.
It's a little elitist for me.
Yeah, but that's what.
Well, not for me.
You take
so
their money,
right? True.
Guess
true,
what it costs you to get your social score. It doesn't. Your social score doesn't do anything.
I'm
but
surprised.
If you want to see it, it's going to cost you $12.99, and that's not.
I'm surprised it wasn't a higher liquid cash amount.
Yeah. So that's everything I've got for Billy McFarland.
Great job on the news.
Yeah, that was incredible
news. What is not new in the news? I have some rules for us this week.
Ooh. No way.
I do, you know, because that's our weekly thing. The rule of the week is not just one rule. I figured I would just go over everything that happens on a tee box. There's multiple things
like
that
this.
People, how far behind the tee can you, you know, what happens if somebody tees up in front of it? The answer is two club lengths behind a tee.
Okay.
So you can go back as far as two driver lengths. From
so it's not
the line of
feet.
The tee box.
Clubs.
It's not 10 feet.
Is
it
the club I'm hitting with or any
you
club
can use
it,
any club in your bag. Wow. So it would be, you know, I would use the driver unless you didn't want as much to go back. As far as teeing up in front of the tees, two different rules here, match play and stroke play.
Okay.
If you catch somebody teeing up in front of the tees in match play, you can either have them re-hit or play the ball. So basically, if they're teed up in front of it, let them hit first. If they hit a perfect drive, say you have to re-hit that. If they hit a bad drive, make them play it. You don't have to call them on it.
Okay, so you don't have to say anything. You can see that they put it ahead of the tee box.
Yep.
Let them hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then make your determination afterward.
Yes.
What if they're a scumbag who then says, no, I was behind it?
I think that's just part of golf.
Okay.
Or I think it's, you know,
what
the,
if you're the scout?
It's, yeah, it's.
What if you're the scumbag that's like, well, I was going to let you play it, but that was a little too good.
Yeah, that's like, what I would do.
You're equally. That's you're what. Equally the scumbag in that
I've
one.
Been doing that for years because I've always known that was a rule. And when somebody, you know, I would never call somebody on it, but I think about it to myself.
You
I'm like,
don't.
I could call you on that if I wanted to, but I'm going to wait to see you hit it. In stroke play, however.
It's weird. You've never called any of mine back.
In stroke
I feel like you
play,
don't do that too often. Do you?
No, I don't know. I just meant because I'm bad at driving.
But in stroke play, which we normally play, or if you were playing in some kind of tournament, two-stroke penalty if you call them on it. So they have to re-hit, and it's a two-stroke penalty.
Oh, and do you have to call them on it before they hit?
No.
So, okay, so basically you never want to tell someone, hey, you're in front of the tee box before they hit. You want to let them be that idiot and then be like, hey, you have a two-stroke penalty, and you have to re-hit?
Yep.
So you'd be hitting three out of the tee box.
Three. Or, yeah, four. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I'm curious
God,
as to
is
how...
that two-stroke again?
How long
so
can
weird.
You let that blow over? Can
great
you,
question.
Like, wait till you go
I'm
to
sure.
the scoring tent and be like, yeah.
No, I don't think so, because you have to re-hit.
Because you got
to
be...
Because you'd have to re-hit.
And you also have to be counting your card as you go, right?
So
you can't
just
go back.
Be like a two-shot assessment after the round, because you see that where these people call in
yeah,
to
that's
the golf
the worst.
Channel from their house and be like... If you look at it, he actually improved his lie.
That's what happened to
moved,
Pat.
You know,
Pat Reed in the bunker. Somebody called that in, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Right so
it was like he got it the next day or something. Pretty simple there for the rules, but it's one of those where, you know, you can fuck your friend over if you want to when you're playing. Because it happens all the time. I see people tee up in front of them all the time. And that happens as if...
I have a friend who does that religiously.
Yeah, or say they tee up on the left side of it. They think they're in it, but they're not. Same thing applies.
So that
if the white tees are to the right of the tee box and they think it's to the left because they only look at the one tee up to the left of it, it's the same rule.
So
there.
It's like a goalpost in football. You got to be right between that
gotta
imaginary
be
line.
No, so you don't get two club lengths out. It's just back.
Not out, just back. Yep.
And this one is interesting because it's one of those things that like is just so easy to put it within the
so
way
easy.
You're supposed to.
Yeah.
And yet still, like Khan said, like because I know a couple of people that do that too. It's like,
oh,
I don't know. What are you? Right.
Time.
It's like,
I
dude,
never
what is
even
that
come
one
close.
Inch going to yeah. do for you?
Yeah.
But I think a good rule of thumb is like use the back of the tee marker.
Use the back of the
don't
marker.
Use yeah. the front edge. Use yeah. that back edge and you'll be safe every time.
Yep. What if the tee box is massacred, though? I've seen a couple of those too where you're like, let me just
well, then you can
right
pull it back.
You can. You have two club lengths behind it,
yeah.
so you can pull it back up to
right. But you're talking about
you know,
a par three that's just bombed
and
out.
It's just
all
the nature of golf.
It
it's
is.
Like, why put myself further from the hole than I need to be?
Well,
yeah.
But
if you put it on a tee too, then that negates all bad lies.
And sometimes pulling it back can help you if you're kind of in between clubs a little bit.
True.
You know,
yeah.
You can,
a hole,
instead of
a
having,
hole, we'll think about it. Not it's. It would be about 90 feet. I'm sorry, 90 inches, which is 7 feet. So that's 2 yards.
You could go from having to feather it in to a full swing if you just pull it back and play within the rules.
Yep.
So it could help in that sense. But that 1 inch that you get is never going to
do it for you. Yeah.
And it's only going to hurt you if you're honest.
You guys know my friend who's pushing too, especially you. You've golfed with him. He's a pusher. Frankie.
Oh, yeah. I love
Frankie.
Frankie
loves pushing.
He's the man.
We'll send him this app.
Yep.
I love Frank.
I like the that. That's I like what you've done with the rules segment.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah I just I mean it's I want people to you know, I want it to be everyday rules sometimes
right, yeah.
too, you know, like that's something
and going
that,
over like a whole process of playing the game rather than just saying what one rule is.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is there a limit on tee height that you know of? Can you just get up there with like a foot high tee?
I don't know. That might be next week. Yeah.
Let's research it.
Yeah, I feel like that one would be just kind of like a common sense thing. I mean, it could be a rule, but I feel like what benefit does like a 5 foot high tee get you?
Well,
you
know,
maybe you could rip it.
Maybe you could swing like a baseball bat.
Right, but I've seen some videos of that. I've seen one guy hit it pretty clean. A lot of people whiff that.
Yeah,
they put it on.
Maybe if you've got really short arms, you know, you need an eight inch tee.
True. All right.
True.
Something to look
into. We'll have to test it out.
Well, I tell you, if that was the case, then that would be one of those rules where you have a physical disability, and they'd have to make a rule depending on your situation, which would be let him use a high tee. So that would be allowed under the new rules of
that rule book,
whatever they're called.
Yeah, I bet there's a standard tee length that needs to be.
I honestly don't know.
How is that
literally
what
he just
said? No, I know. But you say like with the high tier thing for the disability, I'm like, oh, so there is a tee thing.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. But I know that that would be allowed if you had a physical disability. I don't know if it would be allowed on the PGA Tour, but.
Not the ableist PGA Tour.
No.
No.
Who are we going to next?
Well, we've got Peeven Dan, or we've got what kind of man are you?
And the word of the week.
Let's do word of the week so we can try to work it
in. Yeah, I want a little word of the week, actually. I need the,
you guys
I need
ready
the title
for,
back.
For this word?
Yes. And I just want to preface this, and I don't think I said it on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
I am very self-conscious about my vocabulary, and I always have been because I've never been a reader in my life. Like, I've always been a look at the pictures in the magazine type of guy. So the fact that I'm just going to keep getting zero on this is going to kill me.
This
is going to bring me down.
Up, brother. If I'm not mistaken, we had a three-way tie?
No, I won that outright.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And the reason that I didn't say that is because I didn't want to say the same thing you guys were last week.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounded correct because you guys sounded so sure that I was sure of it, too.
Well, I was confident because I knew what it meant.
So I do want to state for the record that going back and checking the tapes, Chubba did clearly say what the definition was. There was also one where Danny said, check the tapes on Spike Eggnog, and it was a
just
blatant
eggnog.
Lie.
Yeah. which is why it's great that these conversations are recorded, so that you motherfuckers can't gaslight me and try to say, no, with the majority rules, Chubba, you didn't say exactly what you said you said.
So after the Florida recount, we're deeming it that he's lost the belt, or we're
gonna no,
no,
no. He's
just
got
you get it.
It.
It's 1-1-1. Did we update?
Oh, that's
scoreboard?
What you mean—the three-way tie between all
yes.
me and Danny. I got it now. Okay. Yeah, no, I was on the same page.
Which
you gives
Sonny
like, no,
hope
as
like
much as
you're only
me.
One word of the week away from joining.
Right,
these guys.
True.
You're right.
Being T1,
it doesn't feel great.
Speaking,
not feeling good about it.
Okay,
it's a verb this week.
Okay.
Hopefully you guys don't know it. I learned this one in high school.
Mm.
Defenestrate.
Oh.
Defenestrate.
D-E-F-E-N-E-S-T-R-A-T-E. Verb. To defenestrate.
I want to be in charge of spelling them. That sounds more fun to me. I think a spelling bee would be more fun.
Instead of a definition thing, we can
give you a half point if you spell it right, dude.
I think I would have got that.
You could give Sonny the old spelling.
Yeah, you definitely had that when you were like D-E-F and then stopped.
And you go, yeah. And then it's straight.
Well, because I think, yeah.
Well, I needed to think about it, and Con was reading it already,
right,
so.
Right. Okay, defend is straight.
Well, I feel like the defending champ's got to go first.
Okay, so we go in order of who's won most recently?
Sure.
Okay, so that would be me.
Yeah,
then
quit.
Well,
quit
no, then you, and then it goes around.
Quit buying time on your guess here and go for it.
I already know what my guess is. Okay. Defenestrate means it's kind of like defecate, but it's like instead of maliciously pooping on something, it's when you throw up on something, but with a malicious fashion that you do, in fact, want to ruin it.
Good
defenestrate.
Guess. That's a guess. That's a good guess.
I like it.
Thank okay. you.
You want me? Oh, we're going round robin here?
Yeah, it's always as easy.
It's defenestrate. So that's like when you've been caught masturbating, but you're trying to deny, you know,
nice.
that you were
nice,
caught.
Dude,
like, so
nice.
Like the video.
No, I was itching.
I
had an itch.
Don't you try to defenestrate.
Like the kid in the video the other day of, you know.
Mom, my pants simply fell to my knees.
Yeah. The virus appeared and I was deleting the virus.
So yeah, defenestrate.
I like it.
Oh, no.
He says, oh, he took mine.
Oh, no.
I am going to say it is when you illustrate your counter argument to something.
Okay.
Can you
so if
elaborate
you were to
on
say
that?
A point and I disagreed, and then you say, well, explain to me how, or like which how so, and then I illustrate my...
Like via a drawing or with your words?
With your words.
Okay, cool. Can you draw it too? Or?
I think it could be okay. part of the defenestration.
Sunny. I don't know. It's hard going last too, you know?
Yeah, well, win one and you won't.
Well,
defenestrate.
I think it would be easier, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, well, now I. Maybe.
Well, that was kind of my idea.
Defenestrate means. Well, I kind of was in the same boat as Seabass because you think of demonstrate and defend.
Defense.
You know?
That was exactly mine.
Yeah, so now I'm going to have to use.
Mind you, there's no D in this word, just to clarify.
In defenestrate? The first letter?
Well. All
right. Yeah. Wait, well, yeah, there's that one. No, there's right, that right. D.
My bad. You made it sound like I was saying like defend
how about,
the straight.
How about to silently like protest something or a demonstration
Ooh.
Silently, you know, like not with your words, but just. Yeah.
I like that.
Like,
yeah, I'm gonna go.
I like that.
To silently demonstrate
like what monks yeah. do. Monks. Yeah.
Kind of
lot.
Like that, yeah, exactly.
I like that the Sonny's approach was yeah. like, what do these words
I've been trying
like?
To think,
right,
like,
right.
I wish, dude, the last 3 weeks, I've been like, God, I wish I knew, like, Greek, like mm-hmm, or
Latin.
The word Latin. Yeah,
yeah,
like, I'm going to learn Latin.
Or
that's
Dutch,
how I'm going to That's how I'm gonna win
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to start winning this. I'm learning Latin.
Yeah, just hit the books that Chubba does.
So you guys are all wrong.
Okay.
Damn it.
Again, per
oh,
usual.
No way.
I don't even know if I want to give the right definition.
Oh, we have to get the right definition.
I'm already on Urban Dictionary to see if anyone's remotely.
No, but what's the right one?
So
let's see what it is.
The actual definition of defenestrate is to throw out of a window. And this was coined in 1618 during the incident at Prague where three Catholic priests were thrown out of a castle window. Ooh. Which actually incited the 30-Year War.
Wow.
Kind of sounds like a silent...
Can I ask you a follow-up
question? Kind of sounds like a silent demonstration protest.
Well,
because
windows breaking is not silent. Can I ask a question?
They didn't say the windows were closed.
If you were to maliciously throw a vomit out of a window, would that not be an example of
defenestrating?
If you were caught
defenestrating, you could jump out of a window to avoid, you know...
Well, the priests
you've been caught
defenestrating.
Yeah.
Oh.
They catch you masturbating.
Toss them out.
You better jump out
that
or you're going to
be
thrown
action
out.
Kind of sounds like a silent protest to
what
me.
Was also, like I could throw a violent puke out of
kind of sounds like they were protesting without their words.
Was yours just puking?
No, it was maliciously puking on something to make sure that it's damaged.
Mm. Ooh. like a Pokemon.
Good answer, but nowhere close to...
But what if it's out a window? What if I'm doing that out of a window?
We're reaching here.
The fact that it was done with priests... apparently by other people, it sounds to me like a silent protest, and I'm not just saying that because it's mine.
But have you ever heard a window break and it was
who said the windows broke?
Who said there's windows?
Why wouldn't they just open the window?
Like, who says there's glass windows? A window could have just been like a hole.
I introduced that to
1600. You think there were glass windows?
Is this where is
I don't know.
Stained glass?
They didn't do that back then.
I think this is.
Yeah,
maybe,
I guess
they
probably were.
Is the travel paid for as they fall to the ground?
So what we have to do here is we got to chalk this one up as a win for Khan as the producer.
Well,
what's the Urban Dictionary
let's
say?
And he stumped us. So
I
that's
know, I'm pretty.
What is Urban?
I feel like I'm closer than anybody's been like this week than anybody's been any other week besides when you guys got it right.
So my only qualm with Urban Dictionary is they're all literally like referencing throwing something or someone out a window. Like
silent
I don't know.
Very.
I mean, you throw out the events of an argument.
I'd like for Sonny to explain to us how he's the closest
because it's
by
a
saying I'm going to silently protest something.
Because
and
if you throw priests out a window, are you saying anything or are you showing that you're protesting the priests?
I wouldn't call that a silent protest.
Why not?
Because the glass breaks.
It's loud and people are dying. And
well, you're not saying anything, though. I said without using your words. Those are my... I was quoted saying that.
You
check tape.
Technically tape their mouth shut while you throw them out.
And then they... Yeah.
I basically said it was protesting something without using your words.
It's true.
I don't know. It feels like I'm the closest. Who's closer?
Yeah,
somebody has to win. Every other week, somebody's won.
For your first win.
I want this for you, dude.
I'm just saying, I think I'm the closest.
I don't want it to feel forced.
Yeah, we're not defending arguments, so Seabass, you're out.
Bullshit!
We're not canceling out masturbation acts. I'm sorry, you're out.
He could be throwing
vomit
loads,
could go
though.
Out a window, though.
He could throw loads.
Could throw a vomit out the window.
He could throw a vomit out the window.
But they didn't. They're priests.
I mean,
so this has nothing to do with throw up.
That was one example.
Sonny, just to fenestrate and
what was your
protest.
Again?
Mine was when it's kind of like
maliciously
defecate.
Throwing up.
But yeah, it's when you throw up on something in order to destroy.
I had the word throw in
way
it.
Way too much.
No, you have throw in it.
I have to go with Chubba.
No!
That's unbelievable.
You ever tried to silently puke? It's impossible.
That's unbelievable.
How do you puke without making noise?
I had the word.
It's the furthest
silence
off from
had
me.
Nothing
no,
to do with
at least masturbation. You're trying to be quiet.
Silent protest has nothing to do with
No, I didn't even say silent protest.
Sonny
I said
is planting
I'm walking
seeds
off.
In your brain.
I'm not. I didn't say silent.
I'm walking
I said
in the bathroom.
I said
canceling
without. I said defending something. Without words,
protest something.
I don't know. I think I might have said defend because defend was in the.
I guess bullshit. Moral of this story moving forward with words.
It's gonna look real bad for you picking Chubba there. Kind of sounds like there was some. There might be some
illusion.
Yeah. I like that. This
is
good.
We're gonna start focusing on keywords.
Are you paying him off?
Well, it was beer.
Okay.
This week it was throw.
Yeah. Well, either way, it's your judgment. So whatever gets you there.
That's. Unbelievable,
Sonny. There's always an next week.
No, that's all right. I know that I was the closest, so that, I'm fine with that. I don't need the point.
What are you paying this guy?
Controversial champion.
You just got to be better with words.
You're paying this guy behind the set.
I want to hear Can we hear a little bit more of the story of them throwing out the priests?
Yeah, sure.
Ooh. Just so we can see how right I really am.
He didn't even say throwing up. He said vomiting.
He did. You're right.
Did
you say vomiting or throwing up?
Yeah, he said vomiting.
Two-time champ. Cody, I'm sorry. Khan?
Run the tape back.
Did he say throwing up or did he say vomiting?
Vomiting.
Same thing.
Is it?
He said
because he was talking key words. If you didn't use the word throw in there.
Going back on his
I think we got to keep
his
it.
His key word wasn't even vomiting.
It's
going to
look real bad when they check that tape.
He's malicious.
So is this the one where it ends up with... did the guy try to defect from the church? Is this the one and then he gets like... At the end, he loses and is in a gets kept in a cage and burned alive.
The incident, otherwise known as the defenestration of Prague in 1618, saw three Catholic officials, obviously Catholic, thrown from the top floor of a window of a castle by angry Bohemian. What was it?
Bohemian. I also had anger in mind too.
Bohemian activists. So they were angry.
Activists.
They
kind of sounds like a protest.
They maliciously threw something, which is what I had two of the words.
Who's
That's all right. Give it to Chubba.
Once the belt has been awarded, there's no taking the belt back. All right. What kind of man are you?
That's tough, though,
guys,
for you.
Disgusting.
Does it feel good?
First two-time champ feels great. Yeah. Nobody else has won this twice except for me.
So I've been thinking about this first one I saw a little Castaway clip on television.
One of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah.
With Tom Hanks in the volleyball?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was imagining, like, if you crash in a plane on, say that island. We don't know. We'll just say that island.
I love it. Not Jeff's island. That one.
And you, well, yeah. And you're in, say you're like, yeah, it doesn't matter what plane, I guess. But you land, you crash land on the island, though. And you're the only one who lives, and there's only one other person on the plane, and they're dead.
It was two people on the plane, that one person died.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're alive.
And they're next to you. So you don't know when you're going to be picked up.
And they paid the cost to get on the plane, I assume.
No, you paid for the flight. So the naturally assume that. So you land, they're dead, you're on this island. You don't know when you're going to get picked up, how long you're going to be there, what the plan is. What type of guy are you? You see the dead guy next to you.
I eat him.
Do you eat him right away?
Right away, first day.
Do you eat him right away, or do you?
Not even because I'm hungry.
To check out the island.
Not even because I'm hungry.
Or maybe get picked up beforehand and bury the remains.
I want to know what it tastes like. I could have just eaten an airplane cheeseburger, full belly, and cooking that guy up immediately.
Are you really? Because we want to know what kind of guy you are.
100%, dude.
Really?
So he's a liar, is what he is.
You guys wouldn't...
Terrible at vocabulary.
You guys have never wondered whether human meat is delicious or not?
A lying cannibal.
You're not even going to check the island out first?
You're not going to use him I'm going to use him as bait, maybe catch
What's
going to
be
fish.
On the island is going to be on the island when it doesn't... today, tomorrow, the next day. Plus, that meat's going bad already.
The plane crashed on the island. There could be a whole galley worth of peanuts... You know, in a palm tree somewhere.
I told you, because I'm hungry. It's because I want to know what
it
tastes
like. But also, I mean, and add to that, yes, there could be, but you don't know how long you're there, and that meat's going to go bad or whatever.
It's
going to
go bad quick.
What type of guy are you in terms of...
You don't have a fridge.
All right, so you got a full day of looking around before you have to eat a human.
What cut of meat are you going for first off of that pilot?
Well, I think you're going to try everything, right? You're going to ground up the thigh, make little burgers.
You're going to ground... You got your meat grinder.
You're going
to... Mind you...
You didn't say you did it! You didn't say there wasn't a meat grinder on this.
Make a sausage out of the calf meat. Try the rib. You got to get the ribs going low and slow.
So what do you...
Bicep.
Sonny, what do you think?
The kidney? Oh, I'm checking around.
Liver.
And like Danny said, use it as bait. You're on an island with water around you, right? Yeah, I mean, you have a whole human to use as bait. There's definitely fish in the water. So I'm a fish guy then. Not now, but I would be.
It's got to be
over
some
a human guy
left over on that plane from the... You know, the midair, you know.
So what kind of guy am I? I'm not a cannibal.
So, I mean, all those things are true, but, I mean, there's no guarantee you catch a fish.
Right. And not only that.
That meat's guaranteed. And that you don't have a guarantee on the time
that
you're
there. You think if I throw that body out there on a tow line that some crabs are going to attach themselves to a human?
Well, they'll nip at it, and they'll get fed, and you won't catch the crabs, and you'll have wasted the human meat. What? And let's also, I want to say this too. There's no expectation or guarantee of survival here. So let's get rid of the social norms that eating human meat is bad. What if it is delicious?
Maybe you're not surviving, but I am. I mean, that's what kind of guy I am.
But do you get rescued?
It doesn't matter. I'm living, I'll live a castaway.
But now, and then if
what if human meat is better than filet mignon?
I would rather not eat a human. I'm not a cannibal. I'm not into that. I don't want to eat a human.
Cannibal is a social norm. You're never going to have to deal with social norms.
It's not about social norms to me. It's like, I don't like oysters.
Society's rules be gone.
What if you're a couple bites into homeboy and the helicopter is just sitting overhead and you're on the news like,
quickly bury it. Quickly bury it.
That's the thing. That's the other thing. It's like, you're there, you're like, you know, an hour in. Like, well, I got to
eat like,
this
how did you? Yeah.
Like, you've been gone for 45 minutes.
Yeah, you hide it. You know, kick some sand
plot
over
twist,
it
he was actually alive, too.
So. Well, how alive?
He spent 40 of those
he was
minutes
crying when you were cutting him up.
Was his leg broken?
I mean, if he was still alive when I'm cutting him up, I'm just killing him immediately because I can't take the chance of him running. It's like, I got to
can't
this.
Feed two.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to pass on eating homeboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would eat him. Yeah, I'm going. I'm eating them, like, because it's guaranteed meat. I have no guarantee of anything else. And you would have. I mean, you don't have a way of preserving it.
Plus, what if it's
like,
really good?
So I would definitely be eating them. I would save some.
Yeah, but
the gut guts for bait.
Yep, exactly.
I would start using like parts of the body for different things, maybe teeth for a tool.
Put his brain in mine.
I'm never traveling abroad with this group ever again. Yeah, just knowing that they'll eat me, you know. And
if you're dead, if you're dead.
If you're dead already.
Oh, if I'm dead.
I would make like a fun necklace like and stuff out of your
don't
bones.
Don't worry, if we landed and both of us live, boom, I'd kill myself immediately. So you would have the dilemma.
I like that. So we have two people who are surviving and three dead guys. Is that what the tally was?
Yeah, well, three non-eats.
Yeah, I feel like, I guess more.
Dead, 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 alive, alive.
it's a good quadrant because it's like, because also you don't have a way to store the meat necessarily. Like,
yeah, it's
going to
go.
Like you don't, so it's,
yeah, but how long can you, if you don't have a way to store the meat, how long is that meat going to last you?
You can drink probably longer than if you
meals. Smoke
okay,
it.
Okay, one or two meals, so you're going
to
last another 8 hours of
to
life
be
because
clear.
You ate
I just
a human.
Want to know if it's good
and
or
you're
not.
You're going
to
die.
Yeah, that's pretty cut and dry. That's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, okay. His would have been, his is like if we go off a snowbank in the winter here, guys, keep your conscience.
Yeah, like, don't fall asleep. Yeah. Don't fall asleep too hard because
we could have just eaten. I could be a full belly. Just take a little bite. See what it tastes like.
I'm just glad nobody got fatally injured at camp year one.
Yeah, true.
That would have been a nightmare.
There's always next year. There's always next year.
We've had some close calls.
Like, maybe we don't go on that walk, you know? All right. Well, that gives you an idea.
So,
well, we know what kind of guys is now.
See, they're really revealing.
Real telling, yeah.
Peeve and Dan.
But here's the thing. He never would have eaten it if the flight was paid for him.
Two-time champ.
Oh, shoot it. Game.
Danny, hit us with a peeve. I think,
peeve and Dan.
I think we're coming up on an hour.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut the peeve short.
No, we got time.
We need a peeve.
It's a golf course peeve, again, and it its pace of play. Let's try and hone in on pace of play. Any guesses what the peeve is?
When people are playing slow in front of you.
Wrong.
When the guy comes up behind you and speeds you up because you're playing too slow.
Close. Very close. But I don't play too slow.
When somebody hits India.
Close. Almost.
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the guesses are hard. Guess this out of thin air.
It's very tough.
It's basically, Sonny was on the verge of one of the things there. It's someone playing too fast behind you when you're not playing too slow, and there's nowhere for them to go.
That's a good one.
Nowhere for them to go.
That's a good one.
Fucking just, I don't know what to say, but get rid of these fucking people. Oh, my God.
It's so stressful when you have a group coming up on you when you're not playing slow, too.
Where do you go? And then they're looking at you with their hands on their hips, just giving you the death stare.
It's all you can think about.
Yeah.
It consumes your whole round when somebody is on you like that.
And then they think, based on their body language, you're the problem, but there's nowhere for me to go. Yep. And they're looking at me like, What's the fucking problem?
Yeah, like
here?
We're on pace for a 3-hour round.
Do you want to play through? Just play through the whole course. Play through everyone because if you play through us, and they're like,
Or when you're stacked, and then you're stacked up behind someone. It's like, well, where the fuck do you think you're gonna go? Like, I want to play. Or, like, there's times where it's like, I'd love to play faster too. There's nowhere for you to go, so I could let you play through, and then I'm just behind you.
Right. And to add to that, this isn't just them playing quickly. This is the person that's hitting up to the green, and they're not even looking over their putt. They're just getting up there, their gloves still on their hand. They whack the ball at the hole. They're looking at my group on the next tee and a group in front of that and a group in front of that, and it's like, slow down.
For the record, there's nothing wrong with keeping your gloves on while you putt.
Yes, there is. So, that's
I agree with that. That is a huge
Yeah,
that
is super
very
annoying.
Frustrating.
Ugh.
It's a good peeve.
That is
one of the best.
Or when you're in line in the clubhouse lobby and they're coming up behind you, telling you, like, if you go in, it was more about fast food lobbies. That's where I was going. Okay.
We'll give them a point for effort.
Lobbies.
The USA soccer team still sucks. And is that all we got for time?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well done, Chubba Watson, 2-time champ. Word of the week.
I mean, we do have one more minute.
Okay, well, we can say a
cut
nice
that last part
a nice,
out.
And then goodbye.
Because
I'm 59:30. It's not terrible.
Like, share, and subscribe. You guys leave a review.
Yeah, we hope you guys like that we're putting the cameras closer and closer to our faces every week. I was saying at Con earlier, I think one day we're just going to have the head things on with the GoPros right in front of our faces. So
yeah, it could be a mistake.
Yeah. No, I think this is the. I think this was a good play. Yeah. As long as you're in frame. I was a little worried about that. Maybe he's out of his frame. He might have moved over a little.
Yeah,
I think I did.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Huh. We'll see if you get the CC back.
I'm not
today,
a
but thanks
statue,
for stopping
you
by.
Be a professional.
Well, I'm not a statue. Yeah.
Hopefully, you guys are going to see some video content out of us this week. So it's almost a guarantee because we got a full day ahead of us here making videos and.
Yeah. Shorts.
Thanks for stopping by.
Goodbye.
San Diego.